On your new Orlando Alien podcast, we're talking my list, worst to best, Halloween Horror Nights 29, houses and scare zones. Plus, we're talking Zombieland, Double Tap, and what I thought of the movie. Sit back and enjoy the Orlando Alien podcast.
Hi all, Bald Phil here, the return of the Orlando Addict podcast. We've changed it a bit from now. It used to be every 2 weeks, but I've decided now to make it once a month. That's because I have other things to do, like Bald Phil rant football on YouTube also, where we go into football talk. I rant about the Premier League and other stuff in football, plus do predictions against other people to see how good we are predicting Premier League scores. So also check them videos out. Well, today's return of the Orlando Addict podcast, it's actually pretty much just about Halloween Horror Nights. Now, the next three podcasts will be about my 3 weeks holiday in Orlando after this one, obviously. And one of the main parts will be about my brother getting taken to hospital at celebrations. And we're going to go into depth about that and the money and what was done and how it was done. So keep an eye out for them podcasts. But for today, we're talking about Halloween Horror Nights 29. We're going to talk about my list of what I thought of the houses and scare zones. You know, 10 being the worst, 1 being the best. And obviously scare zones 5 being the worst, 1 being the best. So that's what we're going to get into. So just as I do that, I lose the page. What's been up for ages. So I will be given reasons as well why I don't 100% like something or why I prefer them. Just because it's my list doesn't mean it's right or wrong. We all have our own opinions. That's what makes us all great on this planet, that we're not all sheep. And pretty much we're just getting into this anyway. So if you're just wondering, before we went, scare zones, my list were five before we went. This was me anticipating, so five being worst, one being best for the scare zones. I was not anticipating Vanity Ball, so that came fifth. Fourth was Vikings Undead. Third was Rob Zombie Hellbilly Deluxe. Two was An Arcade, and number one was Zombie Land Double Tap. I've just seen the movie. We will be getting into that as well on this podcast, so I will be talking about that. So anyway, we'll start with the scare zones. So in last place for me, number five was An Arcade. It was just meh for me. The LED lights were fun. The tall woman on the stilt, she was fantastic. And the lady or man, could have been either, you couldn't tell, in the mask and dress. Short person in the white with the LED lights and was amazing looking. But it's such a small scare zone. You're literally in and out in a matter of seconds before you know it. You can get some cool photos there, but it's just not big enough. I know it's beginning of the park. I'm not sure why they don't go a bit further in the park area and make it a bit longer, but they never have, as far as I know, since I've been going. So yeah, unfortunately, Anarchy has come fifth for me. Get some good photos there, but it's hard because the daytime, it doesn't look very nice. It just looks meh. The arcades didn't really play any games, just a very small loop video saying Halloween Horror Nights 29. It would have been better if they had like a video like games trying to get out the screen, smashing the screen, hitting the screen and all that, and then you see the characters running around. But you know, they do what they do. Number four, this upset me, was Zombieland Double Tap. I was really looking forward to this one. Is in the land what the Purge has been in the last couple of times, and I love Zombieland movies. I love number one and number two, as we'll get into number two later. But the scare zone, it just seemed very sort of empty to me. I don't think you really saw many character interactions, as in the characters from the movies lookalikes. What maybe they're going to try and do, maybe for us, you know, a house next year. I didn't think the zombies looked very good, if truth be told. The makeup was on the lower side. I don't want to say rubbish, because it wasn't. As I said, it felt too open to me. Not enough main characters. The thing I did love about it, though, was the portable blue toilets outside. One of them every once in a while. Spoiler if you haven't been, by the way, so you might want to go past 10 seconds quickly, is the zombie jumping out and running after you. Or next one in the middle, when you would open the door and there'd be a zombie in there and it would be the effect of it basically wean pissing on you. That was hilarious. I thought so many people fell for that. Everyone got videos of it. I think I've got some myself. I will be in the future sharing videos just of the holiday as well, so keep an eye out for them. So yeah, we move into number three though, Vanity Ball. Now I wasn't looking forward to this one at all. It wasn't me. A lot of people thought it was going to be based on Silent Hill. I knew it wouldn't be, but it's got in my middle because pretty much the scare actors look great. I can see why people like that type of show thing. It was interesting for them to watch. Maybe if you're a bit more drunk, it's more fun, but I don't really drink when I go out because I'm worried that I'm going to do something stupid, and you know, so maybe two pints, but that's not going to get me drunk. So but it's not in sorry about that, it's not in the slightest scary. That's why it's in the middle. Looked great, in a great position, you know, where Terminator and all that used to be, near the on the way to Springfield and Krusty and all that stuff. But it's just wasn't scary. That was a thing for me this year. I felt they held back on money and scares because of next year. So we're just going to move on to number two, was Viking Undead. I loved this one. Yet again, it deserved a bigger spot. It was always overcrowded, so it was really hard to see everything all the time. I only really got to see it all because I went seven times to the event. I just thought the scare actors look amazing, and the torture stuff at the sides I loved so much. Maybe I'm a bit psychotic, who knows, but you know, small scare zone, trying to get photos, maybe too dark sometimes. A lot of people, that's a new thing in now, people want photos with the scare actors because when they look brilliant, you want your photo of them, you want a selfie. So yeah, it's just too small and crowded, I felt this time. I don't think it helps the flow of the park sometimes in that area, because you're worried about knocking into the, well, I'm worried about knocking into scare actors and that, because you don't always see them. You could turn quickly or something and they could be behind you, you don't know it, so I'm always worried about them. So that area I have to think is slightly overcrowded, so that's the reason, you know, maybe it's just number two and not number one for me. But going to number one, we're talking Rob Zombie's Hillbilly Deluxe. As we know, that was my mid-table on predictions, but here I loved it, absolutely loved it. The views, the people standing up in the stanchion areas, the two girls were fantastic, I'm not gonna lie. The music was excellent. There's so many good photo ops there, like in the car or on the throne for zombie sort of stuff. More stuff was coming out, more. I imagine a lot more came out in October as well. I just loved the vibe of it. It felt like a party area. It had everything you wanted. This was the area I thought personally, if you wanted to drink and have fun, was the area to be in. So, yeah. So, Rob Zombie Hillbilly Deluxe became number one. So, we're just going to go down that list again. It's five, Anarcade. It was in number four, Zombieland. Number three, Vanity Ball. Number two, Vikings Undead, and number one, Rod Zombie Hillbilly Deluxe. Now we're getting into the houses. Now, before the event, obviously 10 being worst, 1 being the best, this is how I went. This is what I was anticipating and looking forward to. So number 10 was Us, number 9 was Nightingale's Blood Pit, number 8 was Depths of Fear, number 7 was Yeti Terror of Yukon, number 6 House of a Thousand Corpses, number 5 Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Quick side note, that was my favourite scare zone last year, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Number 4 was Stranger Things, number 3 was Graveyard Games, number 2 was Universal Monsters, and number 1 was Ghostbusters. Just to let you know, there is an older video explaining why, what I was looking forward to and why. So if you go back to that one, you will see it on YouTube. If you're wondering what YouTube is, it's Bald Phil. It's BaldPhill. And that's my YouTube page, where my football's on, and some of these, and from today, this as well, if you don't want to just listen to it, because I'll be having videos and pictures going on behind me and stuff like that, to make it a bit more exciting in the future. So keep an eye out for Baldphill, BaldPhill. That's my YouTube page. And as I said, it will explain why my list was anticipated. So as I said, 10 Us, 9 Nightingales, 8 Depths of Fear, 7 Yeti, 6 House of a Thousand Corpses, 5 Killer Clowns, 4 Stranger Things, 3 Graveyard Games, 2 Universal Monsters, and 1 Ghostbusters. Well, after being the event 7 times and loving it, by the way, number 10 for me was Depths of Fear. Scare actors look cheap and they smart like a cheap Doctor Who plastic costume. Not scary at all to me. The area looked good inside the tent, but I just didn't feel it. I think the smell of plastic put me totally off of it and just took me out the moment. I might have enjoyed it more. It looked like Doctor Who from 1980 sort of suits. So yeah, I was easily taken out of it, unfortunately. There's a couple of good scares in there for people, but I could see them a mile off, and I think that was a problem with it. There's not much I can say, Depths of Fear, and I did it 4 times. I gave this guy a go to try and see if it would be any good, and it would win me over. He got me slightly better, but it's still number 10 for me. Number 9 was Nightingale's Blood Pit. Me personally, too short, too dark. The actors look good. Some of the gore was great in there, fantastic, but for me, just too short, too dark. I don't have a good nose either, so a lot of people were saying it was disgusting smells. I couldn't smell it. Maybe it would have made it more fun for me, but I couldn't have smells. Weird that I could smell plastic, but I couldn't smell the dirty blood and gore sport smell people were talking about. Maybe I just got through too quickly and wasn't using my nose. Up, as I took the pen. Number 8 is Stranger Things. Looked great. It looked great, as Stranger Things houses always do. It's the biggest house there. But the problem for me was it wasn't scary again. A TV show like that wasn't scary, so it was hard to find scares in it for me. And, you know, as great as it looked, it reminded me of Halloween Horror Nights 28. I'd done it before. I knew what to expect. There was a great big scare of the big monster I liked and that, but pretty much it's what I expected. I enjoyed the funny bit of the song at the end. I'm not going to sing, so don't even try it. But I did this house 3 times, so unfortunately it just didn't win me over. I think because it was basically most of it was season 2. Season 2 wasn't the great season. 1 was good, 2 was meh, and season 3 was excellent. So maybe if it was more based on season 3, I would have loved it, but not much I can do about it. It was just strange, Stranger Things. Number 7 was Us. It did look stunning. It looked like the movie. Most of the scare actors looked on point to the characters from the movies. It did have mild scares in it as well. The music kind of meh to me, I thought. I wasn't a big fan of the movie, so this could be the reason why it's pretty much in my bottom half. I know a lot of people loved it, but for me, it just, I didn't feel anything for it. But I felt, you know, I was impressed by the way it looked and that. And it's nothing against the scare actors and that. They're just people like sort of walking out, looking at you with eyes wide open. It's not scary to me. It's like a normal day in my town, Crawley, down at Broadfield on a Friday night when people have been to the pub. So we move on to number 6. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. As we know, that was my favourite scare zone last year, so I was looking forward to this house. Now, this house wasn't scary one little bit. It wasn't. But it was so much fun. There was buttons to press and what would make things happen and sounds and that. Not everyone knew about, but being an annual pass holder, I did notice on the annual pass holders Facebook page. So thank you for people who posted stuff like that. So I got a bit more fun out of it. The scare actors, obviously, in the costumes of the Killer Clowns look on point. The photo op outside was brilliant as well. I made sure I got that done. It's just a great fun house. You know, I love doing it. And I did that, I think, 3 or 4 times as well. So that was a fun house for me. And I love the Killer Clowns. I think that's personally something. I heard they're going to be making a number 2 movie to this, or a reboot. But either way, you've got to make them look as cheap and the clowns as silly as they were. That's what made the movie work. That's what made the scare zone work. That's what's made the house work. So don't change too much to it. Yeah, so Killer Clowns was number 6 for me. Number 5 was Graveyard Games. I loved the set. So there was some good scares in it. I read yesterday there was a Chucky toy in there. I missed that. It's quite upsetting. This has been brought in later, a later date. I definitely didn't see it. The video thing outside, what was meant to be like a Facebook thing, I didn't quite understand it. I didn't do the app thing with the messenger. I regret not doing it. I don't know why. I just, every time I was in the queue, I couldn't be bothered. Maybe the youngsters did it. But yeah, I enjoyed Graveyard Games. It looked good inside. It had that proper ghostly feel, tombstones, everything. I loved everything about it. That's why it got into my top five. Number four was Yeti, Terror of Yukon. This was a brilliant set. It had some good scares in it, and the Yetis looked absolutely awesome. I thought there's not much more I can go into that one. I like the snow feel and the cold inside of it. It felt like you were in Canada. I think it's Canada. Yukon, sorry if I'm wrong, but I'm from England, so I don't really know the place. But I loved it, everything about it. It was brilliant. It's the only way to do a scare. I liked, as I said, the Yetis look brilliant. When you're in the Stranger Things queue, I believe, a lot of the time I saw them scare actors changing and they're coming through in their suits. Everyone was applauding it. What's a good sign? What tells me everyone loved what they looked like? Brilliant. I felt like this was on point. This one, I loved everything about. Number three, Ghostbusters. Now, my childhood, I grew up with Ghostbusters, watched the movies, watched the cartoons, played the games when I got older, and I watched the female movie. It was not the worst movie going. It's not Ghostbusters, but I think it was panned for the wrong reasons. And I am so looking forward to Ghostbusters 3, though. Can't wait for that to come out. So I was looking forward to this house. Obviously, as I said, it was my childhood. The set was on point. I felt like I was back in the movie. I felt like I was back in the 80s, back as a child. Everything you can imagine, I loved it. The actors were great. No scares, really. But I didn't care about this because I came out happy. And I noticed 90% of the time. Actually, I tell a lie. I would say 99% of the time, I saw people coming out with big smiles and laughing. So I know everyone wants scares and that, and I want scares. I want things to be scary. But I think one or two houses not being scary out of 10 is good. And that nostalgia feel of Ghostbusters was brilliant. I'd love if they bring Ghostbusters 2 in next year. I'm not sure if it will happen, but I'd love it. I enjoyed everything about it. Everything important. The actors were brilliant. Just, you know, over the moon. I'm smiling now as we talk about it, bringing back memories to me. So between number two and number one now, we are talking, flip them up every time, but I'm going to stick to what I've got now. I love these two so much. So number two, as my voice goes again, sorry, everyone. Number two is House of a Thousand Corpses. The set was amazing. Scare actors were brilliant. Could do this house so many times. I absolutely loved this house. I haven't even seen the movie yet. It makes me still want to watch the movie. I want to watch it over Halloween for some reason, though, to the hell back. But what I saw, I was amazed by it. The queuing system, I enjoyed it. Just even though it seemed, you know, you could tell it was long, but the way it was twist and turn so quick early on, you just got through really quickly and got into the house. I loved it. As I said, scare actors were bad. There were proper gruesome scenes and it were fun scenes as well. The set look on point again. So yeah, but Universal Monsters is now number one though, but House of a Thousand Corpses, so close, so bloody close. So my champion, Universal Monsters. Set was perfect for me. Scare actors looked amazing and was great scares. Love it. I wish it was an all year round house. It's Universal. It epitomizes Universal Studios to me. And I just thought they did everything right in this house. I couldn't think of anything wrong. I loved the outside scene of the house, seeing the projector screen changing all the time. I've got so many photos of that. Loved that. As soon as you got in the house, the statues and that of them. And, you know, as soon as you got in, everything was brilliant. Wolfman, Dracula, Bride of Frankenstein, Frankenstein himself. Invisible Man probably was in there. Couldn't see him, but that's why he's the Invisible Man. Yeah, so Universal Monsters was by far my champion of this. So as I said, if we go through it properly again, Depths of Fear was 10, Nightingales was 9, Stranger Things was 8. 7 was Us, 6 was Killer Clowns, 4 were... 5 was Graveyard Games, 4 was Yeti Terror of Yukon, 3 was Ghostbusters, 2 was House of a Thousand Corpses, 1 was Universal Monsters. I would say this was not as good as last year's Houses and Scare Zones, but I had this thing, because it was Halloween Horror Nights 29, I said to quite a lot of people in my group, I felt like they may be holding back money and stuff for Halloween Horror Nights 30 next year. It's a big one. I felt like they want to make that one special. So pull back a little bit this year, I thought they were doing on purpose to make everyone blown away next year. This one wasn't very scary at all for me. As I said, I preferred the year before. But I still enjoyed myself. And, well, I must have. I went 7 times. I had a Rush of Fear pass. Obviously got it cheaper with my annual pass. So, you know, really enjoyed it. Didn't do what they called the music lot, the dance group. It's gone off the top of my head now. I've forgot their name. I'm sorry, people. It's just gone for me. I mean, I should know it. I talk about it all the time to people, why I don't like it. So it's very strange. I did do the Movies Marathon Mayhem show on the lake 3 times. I love that. Yeah, again, I've got a video up on that on my page. If you look it up on YouTube, it's there. I hope you enjoy it. I thought it was a brilliant lake show, and I'm really hoping they bring that back next year. I'm trying to store it because I'm trying to remember the dance group, but it's just gone from, it's gone. It's left me all confuddled and lost. Unfortunately, I didn't do it. Probably why I'm just not into the dance group sort of stuff. I heard it improved a lot from last year, though. So good on them for improving it. But no, it just wasn't for me. Academy of Villains. There you go. I don't forget anything. Saw the poll as well at the end, and they were asking people about Bill and Ted in that. I've seen it online as well. What's very interesting, they're asking people about Bill and Ted. Are they planning to bring it back 30? Could they even afford it with a new movie coming out? Maybe a Bill and Ted house, but it wouldn't exactly be scary. But then again, neither was Ghostbusters or Killer Clowns. So you look into that. I think they, the Academy of Villains would be better off on the little stage away from there. Personally, just my opinion, I preferred when they were on the little stage, when you could walk in and walk out as you pleased. I'd say obviously bring back the Marathon of Mayhem next year, obviously on the new stuff, that'd be fantastic. If they're not going to bring Ben and Ted back though, why can't they bring like a Monsters, Universal Monsters show in, a Rick and Morty, even Doc and Marty from Back to the Future? You can still do the exact same thing with different characters. Some of them you own, like Universal Monsters, Beetlejuice, for example, as well, Doc and Marty. So why are you not looking into that and bringing that type of show back? What clearly the Americans enjoyed. I found the humour not as funny as they did. Quite frankly, I think we're more dirty-minded in England, so their humour was more like potty humour to me, but I can get why people liked it. The shop was brilliant. The special shop for Halloween Horror Nights got loads of photo ops in there. I enjoyed that as well. Obviously did some of the rides at night. It's always different and fun at night time to ride the rides, especially Rip Rocket. But you know, as I said, not being biased, but this year's event, as I said, I felt they were holding back. I'd give it a out of 10. I'd give it a 7 out of 10 this year, as I think next year will be miles better. And just felt something was missing this year. But overall, I enjoyed the event, everything in there. I'm going back to Halloween Horror Nights 30 already. More of the family are coming, so I'm hoping they step up. I'm not sure what to look for. I'm hoping some of the original icons show up. So yeah, really well. You know, I enjoyed Halloween Horror Nights. I've got the t-shirts and that. I was going to wear it today, but with the green screen and Slimer, the background behind me, I'll make it look a different colour, and my top will look see-through, so there was no point wearing it. Got this issue at Universal. I think it's been a fantastic acquisition for me. I can't believe how good these are. So yeah, Halloween Horror Nights, 7 out of 10. And what we're doing now is we'll stop here, and then we're going to talk about Zombieland Double Tap, and then talk about a bit of Florida news maybe. And pretty much that'd be it for the podcast. So we're just going to pause this bit here, and then we're going to move on to Zombieland Double Tap.
So at this point, I thought, let's show the list I did before Halloween Horror Nights for the houses and scare zones. Beside the list I did pretty much when I got back from Orlando the end of September, when I did Halloween Horror Nights 7 nights, I think, and see the difference between them.
Welcome back. You probably had a bit of music there if you're just listening on the podcast. That's because the bit was showing the list next to each other is for YouTube. So if you want to see that, you'll have to go on YouTube for the list of before and after my thoughts on the houses and scare zones and Halloween Horror Nights. Also, I think there's been a bit of sound problems. I do apologise. I'm hoping I've sorted them now. If not, sorry, I'm trying to get there. A few technical difficulties getting all this new stuff started up again. So anyway, should we move on to Zombieland Double Tap? Now, I went and watched this on a Friday afternoon, thought it would be empty in the cinema. It was packed, so that's a good sign for the movie straight away. It pretty much is the exactly same movie as the first one, like basis how stories happen. You know, not the same movie, but you know, the same sort of comedy and killing and all that stuff. I really enjoyed it. It was easy on the mind. It's not a thinking movie. It's just a movie, sit back and laugh and enjoy it, and you know, waste an hour and 40 minutes of your life while sitting in the side of cinema or even watching at home, wherever you choose to watch it. Yeah, again, the actors are fantastic. They just all work so well with each other. The new addition, the blonde girl, she was funny. The hippie boy, he wasn't very good. I think he was very one-dimensional. And Tallahassee's new lady friend, she was good as well, and I hope she would be number three. I hope the blonde shows up in number three as well. Pretty much it's set as, you know, they've moved to the White House while they're chilling. The youngest girl has got all her own sexual needs, and she's basically done a bunk for it from all of them. With the hippie, the sister's not happy with that after the sister doing the bunk from them. I'm not trying to tell you everything, obviously, because I want you to go and see it. They go, obviously, chasing her down, and the blonde girl, well, you'll see what happens there, and you'll see why the sisters don't get on with her at first. It's quite hilarious, but the blonde girl is a dipsy blonde who just makes me laugh my head off. The zombies have mutated and got, you know, like stronger, like ninja zombies, and I believe like they're called Terminator zombies. And you got the Homer, the real stupid zombie, you know, pretty much like Homer Simpson. The movie goes on quite well. I think it starts off slightly slow, but gets better and better as it goes on. I really enjoyed this movie. I hope they do make a number three and don't take so long. Give it 3 years at least. So, you know, start filming, not next year, but the year after. I would give the movie a solid 8 out of 10. So yeah, Zombieland Double Tap, perfect movie to go and see if you just want to have a laugh and sit back and, you know, enjoy life and just chuckle at other things. Is Bill Murray in it? Spoilers. If you're on the podcast on a podcast app, you won't know, but if you're on the YouTube, you would have seen what I've done with my head there, so you will know if he's in it or not. Just to let you know, though, the movie does have in the credits at the end, there is a mid-credit scene, it's quite early on, and then there's one right at the end of the credits. So they've done a bit of a marvel there. Yeah, but as I said, 8 out of 10, Zombieland, Double Tap, I really enjoyed it. As I said, I hope the sound's now sorted itself out here. A bit of Florida news. Disney opened the Skyline. It opened, I believe, a day after I left in September, and it broke down a week after I left. That's not good for Disney, I don't think. All the money they spent on it and time they took it to open. The problem was it took 3 hours to get a lot of people off of it. This is miles too long, and I hope they've rethought it since then. Things will break down, brand new or old. This Skyliner at some point in the future will break down again. So I hope they've got a better plan next time for it, if it breaks down. So while we're talking about things breaking down, let's get to Universal. Show I'm not biased. We've got Hagrid's Magical Motorbike Adventure, whatever it's called. Such a stupid name to call Hagrid's Motorbike Ride. And this has not run properly from start to finish of a day since it's been open, as far as I can tell. They've had bumblebee problems when they've had bees near the tracks. That's closed it for a couple of days while I was out there. I've got on it. But yeah, it never seems to run properly, so I don't know how it was built, if it was built poorly, or, you know, they opened it too fast and, you know, they didn't do a long enough soft opening to get all the kinks out. Either way, they need to get it sorted. This ride's been open now long enough. They need to have it running perfectly now, in my opinion, because it's a fantastic ride. It's got thrills, roller coaster thrills. It's got tricks and flicks. It's got great scenery around it. Good story towards it. The motorbikes bit's fun. The line, the queue, that's fun as well. It's all well done. It's just that they can't seem to keep it open. But the ride itself, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. Now, a lot of people think it's the best ride in the park. Me, personally, I don't. I think it's good. Don't get me wrong, it's definitely up there as one of the best. But I'm an old school roller coaster. I don't need all the tricks and that. So Hulk's always going to be my...
Okay, so I've just heard the last few seconds of my new podcast. I do have to apologise. It seems to have gone missing. If you'd like to hear the last few seconds, though, just go on YouTube, baldphil@gmail.com. It's exactly the same. You can just quickly watch it there and watch the last few minutes, hear what I say. It was pretty much at the end, so not to worry. I will be back in November talking about my first week in Orlando. And then December will be the second week Orlando. The third week will be January in Orlando. Obviously, the December one, we will be talking about my brother and what happened to him and the hospital bill and all that stuff. So keep in touch. As I said, I'm sorry what happened again, but hopefully it will happen next time. Ball fill out.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.